Sechet Kehla Perchavah Mishnah Zayin. Kol Makom She'en Chisar Malacha. Machshava Mitamach. Anytime you have raw material, the no malacha needed to make it into a kli, it's ready to be used as a kli as is. Your machshava, that which you determined to use it as a kli, would be metame, it would now be makabel tuma. For example, you have a piece of leather, and you decided to use it as a carpet, and no malacha needed to make it into a carpet, it's ready to be used as a carpet as is. The machshava that you have, the decision that you make to use it as a carpet, would now cause it to be makabel tuma. Once you decided to use it as a carpet, it's considered a kli. And it's makabel tuma. The kol makom sheyesh chisar malacha. Ein machshava mitamasam. Ela ha'utzpa. But any time you have raw material, then in order to make it into a kli, requires ein malacha. Requires some work. In such a case, your machshava would not be mitamia. Your determination to use it for that kli would not cause it to be makabel tuma. Since in order for it to be used as that kli, some malacha has to be done to it, so it's not yet makabel tuma until that malacha is done. For example, you have a piece of leather and you want to make shoes out of it. Once you determine that you want to make it into a pair of shoes, the determination alone does not cause it to be makabel tuma until you actually go ahead and make a pair of shoes out of the leather. With the exception of an utba is a riding cloth, a piece of leather that you put on top of the saddle when you ride on a behemoth. And that piece of leather, even if it has a chisar malacha, even if it has to be trimmed to make it look good, it's still makabel tuma as soon as you determine to use a leather for an utzpah. As many times people are not makbid, and they'll go ahead and use the utzpah without trimming it, so therefore, even though it has a chisar malacha, it needs to be trimmed, since many times it'll be used without the trimming, it's makabel tuma as soon as you determine that you're going to use a piece of leather as an utzpah. Sechem Kehlem Perech Abav Mishnah Ches Oros Ba'a Bayez Machshava Mitamasa V'sha'avdan Ein Machshava Mitamasa. Hides that belong to a Ba'a Bayez, a person who does not buy and sell hides, he has a hide for himself, his Machshava would cause it to be a Kabbal Tuma as soon as the Ba'a Bayez decides to use that hide for a certain purpose. If it does not have a Chisar Malacha like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that no Malacha needs to be done to it in order to use it for the Kli that he has in mind, the machshava and determination that he has to use it for a kli would cause it to be makabel tuma. But that's only oros that belongs to Baal Bayis. But oros that belongs to an avdon. An avdon is a tanner. He has hides and he tans them in order to sell them. His machshava to use it for a certain purpose would not cause it to be makabel tuma, even though there is no chisar malacha. The reason being is that this avdon, since he does not have these hides for himself, he has these hides in order to sell them. Even if he has a machshava to use the hide for a certain purpose that does not require a malacha, but maybe somebody will walk in and decide to buy that hide and use it for a different purpose, to use it for a kli that does require a malacha, so therefore his machshava would not cause it to be makabel tuma, since it's quite likely that the machshava would be changed and the piece of hide would be used for a different kli that does require a malacha. So ganav machshava mitambasa. A ganav is somebody who steals in secret. He steals in the dark at night, or when the owner is not around to see it. His machshava to use a hide that he stole for a certain kli that does not require a malacha would cause it to be makabel tuma. And this ganav, since he stole without the Baalim knowing who he is, the Baalim is miyai, he gives up on ever catching the ganav. So since the Baalim is miyayish, he gave up. The ganav is kone the hide. He acquired it by virtue of yish. He would not have to give back the hide. Instead, he would return the value of the hide to the Baalim. So therefore, since the hide now belongs to him, his machshava, his decision to use the hide for a purpose that does not require malacha, would cause it to be makabel tuma. As opposed to a goslin. A goslin is somebody who stole a hide right in front of the Baalim. He took it from the Baalim, and the Baalim knows who he is. In such a case, the Baalim is not miyayish, he does not have yish, he has not given up. He figures since he knows who stole it, he'll get it back from him. So therefore, the goslin's machshava, his decision to use a hide for a certain purpose that does not require a malacha, would not cause it to be makabel tuma. Since there is no yish in this case, the goslin does not acquire the hide, it is not his, it still belongs to the original Baalim who did not give up on getting it back. So therefore, the machshava of the goslin does not cause a hide to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon Ay Merchila Padvar. So Gagwan Machshava Mitamasa. Vishoganab Ain Machshava Mitamasa. Mipnei Shalonis Yashu Habala. Rabbi Shimon holds the exact opposite is true. A goblin, somebody who steals right under the Balaam's nose, his machshava, to make this hide into a clear that does not require a chisar malacha, would cause the hide from a kabbal tumor. And since he stole right under the Balaam's nose and the Balaam cannot do a thing about it, obviously this goblin is a strong man and it will be impossible to ever get the hide back from him. So therefore, the original Balaam is miyayish, he has given up totally from ever getting it back. So since he was miyayish, the goblin is kone b'yish, and since the hide has become his machshava to use the hide for a purpose that does not require melacha would cause it to be makabel tumah. And opposed to a ganav to somebody who steals when the Baal's not around, even though the Baal does not know who stole it. He figures he'll make inquiries until he finds out who stole it, and he'll get it back from him. So he's not miyayish, and since he's not miyayish, he's not giving up. The ganav is not kone the hide, so therefore, even though he has a mind to use a hide for a certain purpose that does not require a malacha, that machshava does not cause it to be makabel tumah, as a hide does not belong to the ganav, and since it doesn't belong to the ganav, his machshava will not cause any change in the status of the